This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Charlotte and Peter Fiel are pioneers in bringing great design to the masses. They're former editors-in-chief for the best-selling design imprint Taschen, producer of big, beautiful, glossy books fit for the coffee table. More than 20 years ago, their first book together, Modern Design Classics Since 1945, helped ignite the craze for mid-century modern furniture and fashion. 3 years ago, the power couple established their own line of art and design books, Goodman Fiel, which publishes titles written by the couple, in addition to those by experts across a wide range of disciplines, from art and architecture to natural history and popular culture. We spoke to Charlotte and Peter Fiel about their new line of books and about some of the editorial choices involved in presenting often high concept, high end design to the public at large.
For us, it's critical that when we're showing a particular object, it's not just any old object, but it's the ultimate example of what it is that we're writing about. So it's the one that all the collectors lust after. Mm-hmm. It's the one that's in all the museums, okay? I can't tell you how much effort we put into sourcing images of the supreme examples of whatever it is that we're showing.
Give us an example of one of those supreme examples.
Well, probably the most ridiculous example is the famous so-called Sitz machine. It was a chair designed by the Austrian architect designer Joseph Hoffmann in the 1910s. And it was kind of revolutionary in a way because it had this kind of mechanical way of reclining the back. And so many of these chairs, versions of this chair are featured in books. None of them show the chair with its original cushions, for example, because they don't really exist. However, there was one chair that came about back in the 1980s that did retain its original cushions, and we owned it. And it just fell into our hands through a weird series of flukes. We were fortunate that not only did it retain its original horsehair-filled cushions, but it also retained its original textile covering,
wow,
also designed by Joseph Hoffmann. We come from this world of collecting, of auctions, of, you know, connoisseurship. It matters to us that we show that example because that's the finest one you'll ever see.
I'm looking at your essential equipment for the kitchen book. This is a source book of the world's best designs. And it gets to that idea of origins. For example, I'm just looking at the 95622 French whisk from 1978. There are the Fisker scissors from the late 1960s. I think a lot of people just think these products are put out there. Nobody really thinks about the design origin of them. So what are you trying to present here? Are you trying to credit the designers? What's your goal in a book like this?
There's so much underlying that book. A lot of people on the surface might just think, oh, it's a wonderful looking selection, a sort of a catalog almost of kitchen stuff. But actually, there's so much more to it. I mean, as design historians, I have to say one of the things that really fascinates us is the idea of moral philosophy. I mean, ultimately, it boils down to what are you trying to do as a designer? Are you trying to reach the most number of people to change the most number of people's lives for the better? I mean, that's what we believe in. I mean, that's what modern design is all about. Look, here's a law of nature. You buy cheap, you buy twice. You can't avoid that. So a better design thing that's more durable is by far the most important thing you can do in terms of achieving sustainable consumption.
What then do you think that when you see, you know, all of the IKEA or, you know, West Elm, you know, the sort of the cheap design knockoffs, would you rather see a world of fewer objects?
Absolutely. I think fewer but better. And I think things like, say, the Fisker's scissors that we show in the book or the Zerol ice cream scoop, these are things that if you buy them, they'll live with you. They'll become part of your home. And every time you use them, you will enjoy using them. They aren't that much more expensive than buying the knockoff equivalent. So I think with a book like this, it's basically just giving you a guide to help you make educated choices of buying purchases.
Mm-hmm. How about you as a husband and wife team? I'm wondering, you've been working together for a long time. What are some of the rewards or drawbacks of working together in the same industry?
The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You know, it's not just that you get two brains for the price of one. There's a lot more to it than that because I mean, the fact of the matter is Charlotte and I live and breathe this stuff every single day of our lives. I mean, you know, we're in a business that's not so easy. The book world is difficult. And if you're not hugely passionate about what you're doing, then, you know, it's going to be a real slog. It really matters to us what we do. We really believe in it. And, you know, we live like we write. That makes working hard, really, really hard, kind of easier to take.
You know, people often refer to this kind of books. They go into the bookstore and they look at these gorgeous books and they call it design porn. Now, I understand that you guys don't really like that term. I wonder why not.
Not so much. I can understand why people say it because it's very, you know, tantalizing, you know, beautiful pictures and everything else. But this, it's more than just the surface. What we're writing about is important stuff. This is all about manufacture and how people live. And we've just done a book called The Story of Design, which is the whole history of design from Stone Age tools right up to present. And there's so much more, you know, in the story of design than just surface glamour. Design is responsible for every man-made thing we have around us. And it's, you know, people trying to find the best solutions to various problems, whatever they may be.
Charlotte Fiel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Peter Fiel, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, too.
Charlotte and Peter Fiel are creators of the newly formed imprint. It's called Goodman Fiel. You can find much more information about their 2013 line of books at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Before we break, a reminder that we would like to hear about your fantasy Halloween costume. What are you going to be putting together this year? Or what would you do if time and money were unlimited? Maybe Marie Antoinette, from powdered wig to satin slippers. Maybe the Loch Ness Monster, a Red Sox beard. Perhaps something a little high concept. What would a divided Congress costume look like? You can share your ultimate Halloween costume fantasy or the compromise that you'll actually be wearing on the Word of Mouth listener line. That's at 223-2448. 603-223-2448. Don't confuse that with the other number that you'll be hearing. It is our fall fund drive, after all, a great time to support the programs that you rely on and keep New Hampshire Public Radio strong. Here's how you can help.